shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere, everywhere, where other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We've been off since Friday. Last night, the show was a best of. We were working on the great Paul Scheer-produced NTSF SD-SUV.
Yeah.
And we thank you for being with us tonight. I'll give you a little background on how we did on the what the show we were shooting yesterday was all about as we get further into our news and entertainment hour later on. I want to bring on the line with me Don Berman at Turner's tonight. And Don, I know you're getting ready to do a newscast later on. There's a little bit of a confrontation between yourself and your and the TV station Channel 19 with regard to editorial opinion. It has to do with the George Zimmerman case, correct?
Yes, Bill, that is correct.
Can you tell me, and I know that things are a little noisy there, can you tell me what that is?
If you want, Phil, I'll move out. I can move John's office, right? All right. I'll move into John Bingle's office if I can. I don't know. The tension is that the George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin story is an enormous story. It's a front-page story, and it's not going to be going away anytime soon. Now, today, you saw the news, and your audience, I'm sure, is aware of the news to some degree, that Mr. Martin's attorneys have quit the case. The result of Mr. Zimmerman. I keep saying Mr. Martin, Phil. I keep making that mistake.
Yeah, it's Mr. Zimmerman is the man who's on right now in the spotlight as the shooter.
That is correct. Mr. Zimmerman's attorneys quit the case today. Now, the reason they gave for this is that Mr. Zimmerman has given statements at least to one media outlet, which I find just unconscionable, given the amount of media interest there is in this story, for Zimmerman to give a interview to some talk show host who I don't know who it is. Do you?
I don't. I can find that out. It was a TV talk show host. It might have been somebody very prominent, but at this point, I don't know.
Well, I find that to be unconscionable that Zimmerman, who has been developing a great deal of support around the country, and for a man who has been developing that support around the country, for this guy, Mr. Zimmerman, to suddenly give this comment to the news media, one news outlet, and leave the rest of us high and dry, I think that is unconscionable. And it shows, I think, some either stupidity on his part or a lack of fairness on his part, or perhaps just a lack of savvy.
Well, don't you think this is a little bit of a lack of media savvy? This guy seems to be nervous. He seems to be a guy that's just nervous.
Well, let me just make a comment on that. First of all, the attorneys have quit because he not only reached out to the news media, but he also has been trying to contact the prosecutor, the special prosecutor that was named by the governor of Florida, Rick Scott. And that is obviously something that's going to get your attorney's interest. So there's all kinds of things happening today. And I have developed an editorial point of view on this case, Phil, as we do. I've been thinking about it, and I've been looking at it, and I've been going over the facts of the case, going over the sociological background of the case, and doing my own due diligence at Channel 19 to formulate an editorial opinion. This is a very competitive business that we're in, and there's a lot of different newsrooms in this city and across this country that are competing for the interest of the television news viewer. And unless you have not only good crack reporters in the field, good news writers, and just a great team going out and getting that news, unless you have them and you have the ability to put a perspective on the table for the viewer to mull over, a unique perspective, you're going to get left in the rush, so to speak. It's a very competitive business. And this is something that we need at Channel 19, which is to remain competitive.
And so have you, you say that you've developed an editorial opinion. I know you give these editorials twice a week.
In our perspective section, yes. But my opinion on this case, on the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case, came about after a great deal of thought and a great deal of preparation. So I went to Don Dudley To Dan Dudley, excuse me. I went to Dan Dudley and I went to Angela Hextall, who are both our managers and sales manager of Channel 19, and told them. And they gave me their decision this evening, and they said to me, as long as I don't talk about specifics, I could mention it to you. They have told me that they will not allow.
They will not?
That's correct. They will not allow my editorial opinion to be heard by our viewers of Channel 19 and other interested parties in any venue. So I won't be able to announce it. I won't be able to give an editorial opinion on Channel 19, and I won't be able to give it in print. And
so you're on my show tonight. You won't even be able to give it here tonight.
Well, this is what I wanted to say to you, and here is what I think is an opportunity for you. I would like to give you the broad outlines of what my editorial opinion is, and if it's acceptable to you, I would like to go ahead and give it on your show tonight.
What about what they told you at Channel 19?
Well, what they told me what Angela Hextall told me and Dan Dudley told me was they didn't want this on Channel 19's airwaves. They didn't want it in print. They didn't want me talking about it on your radio show. But I believe contractually I am allowed to discuss in other media outside of print and television what my opinions are. And I feel that I have...
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's your contract, okay?
That's exactly correct.
It's your contract. It's your relationship. If you want to jeopardize that...
No, I don't believe that I will be. What I desperately want to do, and what I implore you, Phil, to allow me to do, is to give the audience, some measure of the audience, what my editorial view is. And then you can decide if it is something worthy of your airwaves.
Regardless of what your boss is...
Regardless of what Channel 19 is thinking, because I don't know at this particular point. You know, if they consider me a loose cannon, they're just as much loose cannons as me.
Well, tell me, when you see the broad outlines, what do you mean?
What I mean is this. The George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case is racial, but not racial in the sense that you and I would think it. It is not white versus black. It is much more specific, and I think much more charged. It is a racial situation, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, in that it is a Hispanic black racial issue. So these are two racial groups, if you will, and I understand that Hispanic people are Caucasian, but subracially or subculturally, they are Hispanic. Now, I'd like to get into why I feel this is the case. First of all, you know that George Zimmerman is Hispanic and that young Mr. Martin was black. There are historical reasons for the animosity between these two groups. Number one, something as simple and as obvious, if you look at the history of how these two racial groups were treated in the United States, if you look at which racial group tended, if you want to use the old stereotype of house versus outside, which racial group tended to be the domestic inside the house? It was the African American. Which racial group tended to work outside in the field, if you will? It was the Hispanic. This has been simmering with Hispanic people. And
All right. Hold on for just a minute, okay?
Yes.
All right. I gotta be honest with you. This point of view that you're discussing seems. I understand it's your opinion, but it seems rather far-fetched, and it also seems like it's going. It's an opinion that would further inflame and exacerbate rather than give some perspective that would calm people down.
Well, you know that I heard not the same opinion, but I got the same attitude or answer from Channel 19, which was essentially, you're telling me you don't want me to go on with this opinion.
It's hard for me to say yes to that, because when you say that this is a problem having to do with, it's racial, but it's a subracial thing between Hispanics and blacks, not whites and blacks, We're only going to get deeper and deeper into some really highly charged. We're only going to get deeper and deeper into an issue that is not easily explained on a radio show. Okay.
Well, but I'm giving the opinion, Phil. I'm a longtime newscaster, and
I understand that, Don, and I respect that. And you're a television newscaster. This is radio, so people don't see the face, they don't see the body language, they don't see the graphics that you might be able to use. So if we have to do everything with our voices.
Well, you're telling me no, but you're not giving me the reasons. You don't want me to come on your show and say that George Zimmerman might have had in the back of his mind anger at the fact that Hispanics tend to be lower on the social order than black people.
Well, you just got the opinion out, and I that's what I'm afraid of, you know.
You're afraid of what? The truth?
I don't know that that is the truth. For you to say that Hispanics are lower on the social order than black people, I don't know if that's the truth in the way that you say it, but you say it as if it's a fact. And
well, I say it as if it's a fact. I don't know how you can look at it any other way when they're the ones that wound up as gardeners. They're the ones that wound up.
All right, see, that's what I mean. It begins to get into areas that I'm not comfortable with. I have to take a break, okay?
Well, so is the answer, all right, that's good enough. But you're telling me the answer is yes or no, or you're telling me it's up in the air?
I'm telling you that the answer is no. I can't have that on my airwaves. But I'd like you to hang on. And
well, I don't know what I'm hanging on for. You know,
just please hang on, if you wouldn't mind. Don Berman from Channel 19 News discussing the Martin Zimmerman story. And from the standpoint that he has an editorial opinion, Channel 19 will not let him put on the air. He's telling me about it right now, trying to get it on our airwaves. And I have to be honest with you, I don't like it either. It's basically he's saying that Zimmerman has, it was a long-standing problem as a Hispanic Zimmerman had against Martin, who is black. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Don Berman from Channel 19 News. He's at Turner's Restaurant in Hollywood tonight as we talk with him about an editorial opinion that was, essentially, it was removed from the air. It was forbidden by Channel 19 to be expressed by Mr. Berman. You're the news director there.
I am not only a news director, Phil, I'm the editorial director for our newscast. And for Channel 19 to tell me that I cannot go on the air with this opinion.
Have they ever told you before that you're not allowed to go on the air with a certain opinion?
Never. Never. They have. I have free reign to give opinion. That's what an editorial opinion is. And that's why we disclaim every editorial opinion. As you know, Phil, you'll say, as you're familiar, Channel 19 does not endorse or condone this point of view. This does not necessarily reflect the views of management. So these kinds of disclaimers allow separation from the station, from the corporate entity, and the individual. We've always done this.
And so you've never had them say, don't give an opinion?
Well, I haven't had them in a situation like this. I've had problems in the past, as you know. I had a, as you know, a very well-publicized drinking problem. I had a very well-publicized situation having to do with a relationship with a young lady. These were all things that were publicized, and when I wanted to clarify, I was told I was not allowed to. In this case, I don't know why I can't go on the air with this opinion.
Well, it's an explosive one again. Let me just say to my audience, I'll let you articulate it. How far into it we're going to be able to go? I don't know.
Well, how far into it we're going to... Yeah, I don't understand that, but my opinion is this, simply this. George Zimmerman is Hispanic. Trayvon Martin was black. Hispanics and blacks have had their own animosity down through the years. I believe that Martin was subconsciously, Zimmerman was subconsciously...
Why do you keep calling him George Martin?
I don't keep calling him George. I called him George Martin. It's probably because of the music producer.
Yeah, it's George Zimmerman. I want to make sure we get these names right. This is very important.
Yes, sir.
I apologize, Don.
Well, I know what his name is.
I apologize. I'm trying to make sure that people don't get confused.
I understand. George Zimmerman, as a Hispanic, subconsciously has working in him, I believe, a Hispanic factor. And that is that the Hispanic, which was at one time a native of the... many Hispanics were native to American soil and even owned large portions of land. Today, the Hispanic and the African-American... not today, but then as they began to move up through American society... It takes a long time to explain this. Can I just...
Well, say however you would say it on TV.
Well, what I'm saying is Hispanics have worked as gardeners and black people have worked as butlers. That is a difference sociologically that would explain animosity between the Hispanic and the black. That's all I'm trying to say.
Hispanics have worked as gardeners and blacks have worked as butlers, and that is a difference that sociologically would explain animosity.
I didn't say sociologically, but...
All right, but that's a difference that would explain animosity from Hispanic to black.
Yes, and that is a small part, and that could have been the trigger. You know, we can talk all we want about whether... George Zimmerman was a racist from the standpoint of being white. I think if we talk about him being a racist as a Mexican, and...
Yeah, see, this is...
Well, hold on. What are you interrupting me for?
To me, it's a very far-fetched. And
why do you say it's far-fetched?
Because it's not something that is... I don't believe it's something that is a given that Hispanics work as butlers,
Hispanics working as gardeners. As gardeners. That is an example of Hispanic rage against black. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And no, I don't want that on my airwaves, okay?
Well, you just let me say Hispanic rage, and...
I think that's asinine to call that Hispanic rage, or that there is, quote, unquote, Hispanic rage...
What, do you believe in black rage?
Hispanic rage, what?
Do you believe in black rage?
No, I don't believe in black rage.
Wow, you don't?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
You don't believe that there is a condition called black rage that...
No, I do not. I believe that there is anger in everyone. I believe that anger vacillates between person. I don't believe that there is a psychological block sitting somewhere in the psyche of African Americans that they are the only ones that have. I haven't heard a psychological opinion given that is shared by an overwhelming number of psychologists that they assent to this.
Well, wait a minute. You know that Carl Jung and...
Well, let's get off of Carl Jung, okay? And we're just talking about...
Carl Jung said we have racial memory, didn't he?
Yes, Carl Jung said that.
Well, then why wouldn't black rage and Hispanic rage exist?
I don't know that there's... racial memory that Carl Jung talks about goes back millions of years. Millions, not tens of thousands, millions of years.
You're full of...
Well, how can you bring up something like Carl Jung and racial memory and black rage and Hispanic rage and then just say I'm full of crap?
Because I don't think you're thinking this through. Now, I believe, and I think it would be borne out by your callers if you allowed them to get on the air, that there is an attitude among Hispanics that blacks get it all and they're left with, you know, sucking hind you-know-what in the exhaust. That they're out working, that they're out mowing the lawn, and the black people are in the house. And
in this day and age, the 21st century, that doesn't even, it's not even a viable thing anymore.
No, but back in the day is what I'm saying. Hence the Hispanic rage.
I don't buy it. And Channel 19 doesn't buy it. That's why they won't let you on the air with it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Don Berman with us on here talking about the reasons George Zimmerman might have shot Trayvon Martin, Hispanic rage. That is that Hispanics have been traditionally the gardeners, blacks work in the house. And I won't let him articulate it either on this show. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and with me is Don Berman over at Turner's Tonight in Hollywood before a newscast. I know you have an 11 o'clock, Don. We're talking about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case, in which George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch captain, shot and killed Trayvon Martin. There is a dispute as to what happened, but he was armed. Trayvon Martin was not. That's what's got a lot of people up in arms, and it appears as if this was an unwarranted shooting. On the line with me is Don Berman, saying that there was a racial motive, but not the one we think.
No, I think the racial motive, Phil, is much more subtle, and that is that Zimmerman was Hispanic, and the animosity, Hispanic rage...
This Hispanic rage is the one that I'm...
I know you don't understand it, but it that was my editorial opinion that I wanted to give on Channel 19, and I was told, no, you can't.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go over to a phone call here tonight. We have John on the line. Go ahead, John. You're on with Don Berman from Channel 19. What's your comment?
Talking about the Hispanic versus black, but he's actually half white.
Well, no, I know he's half white, but in our culture, in America, we don't really... I think it pretty much is certain that if you have Hispanic blood or black blood, for instance, that's what you are. I don't know whether that's right or not, but I doubt very seriously if someone who looks African-American and has black blood, but also has white blood, I doubt seriously if anyone's going to say that's a white man.
Well, what do you mean?
What do I mean?
So, Zimmerman, is he white or is he... See, Hispanic is white. I think maybe we're getting into a...
That's exactly right. We already know that Hispanic people are Caucasian.
All right. So we know that George Zimmerman is white, but what we're talking about here is what?
We're talking about subculturally. He's Hispanic. Are you... What race are you, sir?
I'm white.
But yes, I know. But are you Hispanic or are you...
No, both my parents are white.
No, I know. I know that. But Hispanic is white, too. So are you Hispanic?
No.
What are you?
What are you asking?
Caucasian.
What? No. What country of origin other than America did your people come from? Are they from Europe? Are they from Asia? Are they from Africa? Are they from India? Are they... You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Where are your people from?
I guess European.
But you don't know, see? So that could mean that your people are from Africa.
That's possible.
All right, so what's the point?
Well, then the point would be that in his genetic makeup is the African, whatever that is, the African thing.
What's the African thing? This is why Channel 19 is not going to let you on the air with this editorial opinion. And
black rage. Do you ever feel black rage? That's a stupid question to ask you, John, but what I'm trying to do is pin down when you aren't sure where you're from. You know? Do you ever feel black rage?
No.
All right.
Why would he feel black rage if he's white and he identifies with being white?
Well, and the Hispanic rage. So what you have with George Zimmerman is a man who's white. One of the problems I'm having now is John calling in and you asking me questions. You have thrown me off of my point of view. I don't know what my point of view is. And
you had a point of view. If your point of view is clear at all, your point of view was that there's Hispanic rage from George Zimmerman to Trayvon Martin, and that's why he shot him, because Hispanics are tired of being gardeners.
Yeah, I know, but now it doesn't sound all that good. And it has to do with talking to this man. What's your name again, John?
John.
When you said that he's part white, that doesn't... God.
Well, what are you?
Are you white? I used to think I was white. But
where's your people from?
My people come from... I think they're from France and... France and like Yugoslavia or something. There's a whole mix.
You're not sure.
That I'm not sure of. Yeah, exactly. And so.
Well, do you feel any black rage?
Don't be funny, Phil.
Well, you asked this gentleman the same question. Let me get Dave on the line here. Dave Oliva is an LAPD trainee. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. I wanted to ask this man a question about this Hispanic rage that he's talking about. I'm Hispanic and I don't feel no rage at black people or anything.
You're Hispanic and you what?
I said I'm Hispanic. I don't feel no black rage. I mean, not black rage. I don't feel Hispanic rage at no one. I want to be a police officer. That's what I want to be. And, you know...
You want to be a police officer, which I think is an aggressive thing. Do you want to become a police officer so you can start gunning for blacks?
No, I don't.
What a thing to ask a guy.
No, I don't. I don't want to do that at all.
Listen, I want to let John go, too. John, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead, Dave. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I mean, this gentleman is saying that I'm supposed to feel some level of animosity toward blacks. You know, I want to be a police officer, okay?
I know. You've already said that you want to be a police officer. I understand that. But how does that negate the Hispanic rage?
I don't feel any Hispanic rage.
When I told you that your ancestors most likely worked as gardeners and blacks were in the house...
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of that old-timey thinking, you know, that does not have anything to do with anything anymore.
I know it isn't like that anymore, but it's genetic. You know, like I was saying to the other gentleman, I know that you may not think you're black, but if you have any kind of black rage...
So, in other words, if I look in the mirror in the morning and...
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to talk to this young man. So, do you?
No, sir, I do not have black rage.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean black rage. Do you have Hispanic rage? Well, you may have black rage.
Why would I have black rage?
If you have black blood.
I don't, as far as I know, have black blood. I have Hispanic blood, and I don't have no Hispanic rage.
Well, I can tell you that if you feel angry enough, that you feel there's something wrong with society, there's something that's not...
I'll tell you what's not adding up here is your point of view here is really weird, and you're trying to force a square peg into a round hole.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to be a little clearer, Phil, about my opinion than just saying it's really weird. And
I think there's a strange... I don't think it's well formulated. If you're saying you believe there's a thing called Hispanic rage based upon some sort of a traditional social roles of Hispanics versus blacks that do not exist anymore but did. And it is a genetic thing. Perhaps it is a racial memory thing, which is yet to be proven. But nonetheless...
Well, you just said there is a thing called racial memory.
Yeah, Mr. Henry said there's racial memory based on Carl Jung. But there is no body of evidence among psychologists that this is further refined to black rage or to Hispanic rage or Hispanic memory or black memory, you know?
Get a load of you. You're, well...
You were going to say, isn't that unusual for a Hispanic to know so much about psychology? Is that what you're going to say, sir?
No, I was not going to say it that way.
What way were you going to say it?
Yeah, what way were you going to say it? I'm not going to let you guys turn this around and turn it into a Don Berman indictment. This is not going to be a Don Berman, bonfire.
No, Don, you said that you feel a certain way about this case. And I'm telling you that it's wrong. I can't believe that we've spent the time that we have on it.
Well, I'm so sorry that I brought a topic to your show that you're scared of.
No. I'm not scared of it so much as I don't think it's a proper topic. I don't think it's well thought out. You're bringing into the show concepts of black rage, Hispanic rage, comparing it to Carl Jung's racial identity, which is a longstanding accepted theory by psychologists, as opposed to black rage or Hispanic rage.
Which is not yet, you know. And here's this guy. You're Mexican, right? Yes, sir. Well, I shouldn't say it.
You shouldn't say it, but you're going to say, here's a Mexican guy, and he knows all about psychology.
He knows more about it than I do, and you don't find that unusual.
No, sir, I don't find it unusual among stupid whites.
Whoa.
Hold on for a minute here. Just both of you guys. This theory that you have, Channel 19, now I got David Hall, who's our he's our vice president of syndication. Is he online?
Not yet.
Hold on for just a second here, Don. I got David G. Hall on the line here.
Well, I happen to know David G. Hall.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Phil, this is Dave Hall. Don, how are you? Mr. Hall, how are you doing? And I believe you got a young man, Dave?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir, good.
How long are you going to keep up with this, Berman? Because, I beg your pardon? How long are you going to stay with this idea about Hispanic rage or whatever you call it, because it's killing me?
What do you mean it's killing you?
I'm out here listening to this and it's killing me. You're talking about something that doesn't even exist. Mexicans upset. Look at my mother was Hispanic, and she may come from a long line of gardeners, for all I know.
Long line of gardeners, that's a good one.
No, that's real funny. Well, I mean, you may come from a long line of gardeners.
Maybe.
But I don't have any Hispanic rage tonight. I've just got good old-fashioned, you know, sick of hearing the topic kind of rage. I got Vice President of Syndication rage listening to this.
Mr. Hall, I was trying to make the point that...
Well, you made your point.
Hold on for a minute. I was trying to make the point that there is a... there's something going on with the Zimmerman.
Channel 19 wouldn't let you go on the air with it, did they?
Channel 19 wouldn't let me go on the air with it, did they? You messed that up.
What?
Look, Don, quit screwing around here. You know as well as I do that your opinion, your editorial opinion, was not allowed on the air by Channel 19 because it's not well thought out. It doesn't seem to be based in anything factual, cultural, or scientific. It's far-fetched, and that's why.
I've never, you know, it's one thing to sit there with Angela Hextell and Dan Dudley, who are a couple of idiots, and I'll say that on your show right now, Phil. The two people I work for at Channel 19, and they know this, are complete idiots. But I work for them, but they know that I have more power than they do, and so they're two absolute scientific imbeciles. It's one thing to have them tell me that, but for you to come on here and tell you that
what they told you, that's what I'm telling you.
And I'm sorry, Don, but I can't.
Hold on, I got to take another break here. Our number.
Well, you know, you take a break, and I. Well, we got to move on here.
What do you want me to do?
We're going to hang up on you. Thanks very much, Dave. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. Was Zimmerman's, the fact that he was part Hispanic, have something to do with some Hispanic rage that he had toward this young black man? 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Thank God we're out of it.
Yeah, me too.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I knew, and no one ever told me that.
That may be true. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don Berman with us from Channel 19 News. Along with me is David G. Hall, our vice president of syndication. The editorial opinion that Don Berman wanted to deliver on Channel 19 this past week, having to do with the Zimmerman-Martin case, was that George Zimmerman was acting from a deep-seated Hispanic rage toward blacks, having to do with the traditional socioeconomic roles of each ethnic group in this country.
Phil, this is David Hall.
Go ahead.
And to me, it's half-baked. I think that you were right. The only question I have is, why have you let this on the air as long as you have? I feel that that's a shortcoming of yours. You are to blame for that.
Well, at least he's not blaming me for the...
It's not about blame. It's about whether this is an opinion that Channel 19 should have let you have on the air in the first place. That's the question. I'm going to take a phone call here, 877-876-7445. This is Renee in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, Renee. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I got a question. This individual seems to be trying to socialize this, medialize this a little bit more on the basis of race. The whole point is one man with a gun shot another man, and we need to find out why.
But a Hispanic man with a gun
has nothing to do with race. If this was a black guy with a gun killing another black guy, this would have never hit the media. Okay? But everybody wants to point out either a white guy.
What if it was a white guy shooting another white guy?
It wouldn't have been the first time.
Oh really?
You know?
You wouldn't think that was a big news story? You ever heard of John Wilkes Booth and Abraham Lincoln? Thank you.
Oh come on! But you nuts! That's an assassination of a president.
That hasn't. In no comparison.
You were saying to me that race had nothing to do.
Race has gotten. This gentleman is saying, and I think he may be stating that there is enough violence in this country that is non-racial.
There's plenty of violence that's non-racial. But with Martin and Zimmerman, you've got a Hispanic. Yes, I know he's white, but he's subculture. Now you go down one level further, and we find out that he's Hispanic. And this gentleman, you don't see any validity
Mark,
in the argument.
How much of his existence is Hispanic, sir? Is he a quarter, a half, an eighth, a sixteenth?
Well, he's half.
Is there a scale at which a person by their ethnicity becomes racially motivated? Does it start it when they're a fourth, an eighth, a sixteenth, a half, or
well,
a
when do you when are you racially motivated? I can start with you. I'll ask you.
I'm not racially motivated at all. If you break the law or if you put your hands on me, that's a different story.
You're not racially motivated unless the law is being broken. Then you are.
Unless they're putting their hands on me, that's breaking the law.
All right, if they put their hands on you, then they become black. You said you're not racially motivated until the law is broken.
Is broken when that person puts their hands on me. That's when we have a problem.
That's when you're racially motivated.
No, I don't think that's what he meant.
Well, hold on for a minute, Phil. Don't speak for the man.
No.
Is that when you're racially motivated?
No, sir.
You said you weren't. You said you were not racially motivated.
The gentleman... The only thing that...
Phil, let the man say what he's saying, because when you jump in...
If I'm saying the wrong thing here, Renee, tell me. I think what you're saying is you're not racially... The only thing that motivates you is whether or not someone is breaking the law.
Breaking the law by putting your hands on anything
that's
else.
Me
or my family, that's when that comes into play. And it's not any kind of racial motivated or anything like that.
So in other words, if someone grabbed your daughter and he just so happened to be a big oily Hispanic and
I'd put a bullet between his eyes.
I told you he's racist.
He's not racist.
No, sir. I would put a bullet between his eyes and empty the chamber.
If he was Hispanic, and you said you'd put a bullet between his eyes.
And by the way, I am 100% Hispanic.
Mexican.
I'm an American. No, sir. I'm 100% Hispanic. But
Mexican.
I'm an American citizen, born and raised.
He said Hispanic.
He's Mexican.
No, it doesn't mean he's Mexican.
Hispanic.
He's Hispanic.
Sir, you obviously do not know the difference. Mexican is a nationality. Hispanic is an ethnicity. You apparently don't have your legality.
Well, sir, I can tell you that you didn't say the word ethnicity right. And
neither did you.
Yes, I most certainly did. If I've made a mistake, I apologize. What are you laughing at? You know, it's really funny. I tried to get... So you're telling me, if you are Hispanic, you're telling me you got no problem with blacks.
No, sir. They're
hey,
hearing
if
this
he
world,
says no,
like
you're
going
to have
else.
You got to take
like
his word for
else.
It.
They have just as much right here, just like all the white people, all the Asian people, all the Oriental people, all the
at
black
what
people.
Point,
it doesn't matter.
At what
we're
point
all
do
human,
you allow
sir.
At what point do you call
the,
someone
we have the
on their lives?
And the right to be here.
I think this man has said that he believes that everybody has the right. At what point do you call
they
people
the right
on their lives, Mr. Hendry?
Sir. They have the right
yes,
to
I know they have the right to exist. But you're telling me that as a Hispanic, you're not angry that your people spent most of the time gardening while blacks were in the house kicking it.
Blacks were in the house kicking it.
Well, you know what I mean.
Kicking it. Okay.
No, I don't. No, I don't know what you mean. What is it with you, man? You're trying to give an issue here that doesn't exist.
I'm trying to give an issue. You're saying that I don't talk good. I am trying to present a...
Talk good?
I'm trying to come up with God.
All right, listen, I appreciate your point of view tonight, Renee. I really do, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your call.
No problem at
thank
all.
Thank you, and have a good evening. 877-876-PHIL.
And I guess the hour's over, huh? You got that right. Mercifully, thank God this hour's over. And who am I speaking to?
It's David Hall.
It's David T. Hall. I've been on the line with you. And who's... So, Phil Hendry, you're the...
I'm here with David Hall.
What... Why was I allowed, I didn't know I'd be allowed on the air to sound like an ass. I thought you'd let me on the air to sound good. We let you on the air to say your opinion. No, you didn't. You let me on the air to sound like an ass.
I didn't know I'd make you sound like an ass.
I not mean no make you sound like, boy, you can't talk. Nobody knows. I'm the only one what talk good.